Park MacArthur, it's sort of like a big hug. Two women are sitting on a bed facing each other in a weight room. The sheets aren't laid out flat on the bed, but are all ruffled up. The woman on the left is wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt with the hood on her head and a colorful striped scarf tucked inside her sweatshirt. She places her hands on the waist of the woman on the right, who has a short pixie haircut and is wearing an olive green scoop neck t-shirt and a pair of blue snowflake pajamas. This woman is thin and appears frail, with a sickly pale complexion and a tired look in her eyes, but a warm, vibrant smile on her face. The woman in the gray sweatshirt repeatedly puts her hands on the short-haired woman's waist, hesitating each time, while the short-haired woman gets ready to be held, straightening out her torso and putting her hands behind her. The two women briefly make eye contact, and then the woman in the sweatshirt looks down at the floor. She gets up off of the bed and puts her arms tightly around the short-haired woman's waist, leaning in close to her body and resting her head over the short-haired woman's shoulder. The short-haired woman's expression widens to a toothy smile while this is taking place. Her arms are still behind her body. She tilts her head so that her nose appears to lightly touch the side of the other woman's hooded head. Her collarbone sticks out as she does this. She then tilts her head slightly away, but her head still remains in close proximity to that of the woman in the sweatshirt. The short-haired woman gently laughs as the other woman squeezes her body. The woman in the sweatshirt repeatedly squeezes the body of the short-haired woman, frequently repositioning her arms. She hoists the short-haired woman up off the bed and rotates her body to set the woman down on the bed facing forward where the woman in the sweatshirt was sitting previously. The short-haired woman's stiff hands push on the waistband of her pajamas as she is being lifted. As she gets set down on the bed, her stiff arms point out at the woman in the sweatshirt. A close-up of the short-haired woman's face reveals her radiant smile. A third woman suddenly enters the scene. She is a heavy-set woman wearing a black sweatshirt, large hoop earrings, and a striped hat hanging sideways off of her head with auburn curly hair poking out. She stands behind the two women and reaches her hand across the bed to adjust the cordless phone that is sitting on its docking station on the bed. The woman in the sweatshirt continues to hold the short-haired woman, hoisting her up little by little further onto the bed. Reddish hair pokes out of her hood as she grabs the woman's legs and moves them counterclockwise to swing them onto the bed. The short-haired woman slowly leans her body back onto the bed as she does this, so that in the end, she is lying flat down on the bed, with her head on the pillow at the viewer's left and her feet raised at a 30-degree angle on the right of the bed. The short-haired woman talks to the woman in the sweatshirt as she continues to adjust the short-haired woman's legs. The short-haired woman looks up at the girl in the sweatshirt and they make eye contact. She then looks away as the woman in the sweatshirt climbs onto the bed beside her legs. The short-haired woman pulls down her olive t-shirt, which up to that point was exposing her abdomen. Now it only exposes her stomach from her belly button down to the waistband of her pajamas. The woman in the sweatshirt kneels, hovering over her. She gets off of the bed and stands with her back toward the camera, while the short-haired woman adjusts her arm, pulling it to the side. She fixes her hair and makes hand gestures, sparking noticeable laughter in the third lady, who was out of the picture up until then. The woman in the sweatshirt gets on the bed, kneeling as she puts her arms around the short-haired woman. She steps down and the short-haired woman continues to talk to her. Now standing on the floor, the woman in the sweatshirt tries to lift up the short-haired woman from the bed, struggling to move her. They keep talking, then the third woman steps in to lift her up. She lifts her up momentarily and drops her back down onto the bed so that her head is lined up perfectly with the pillow underneath. She adjusts the short-haired woman's shirt and then talks to her. The woman in the sweatshirt steps in and adjusts the short-haired woman's legs. The third woman then lifts her legs up while they are still bent and sets them back down. The third woman rubs the short-haired woman's legs. The woman in the sweatshirt steps in, to help readjust the woman's legs. The woman in the sweatshirt hands the short-haired woman some sort of electronic device that appears to have been sitting on her bedside table prior to being lifted. The device is white with slits in the back and two cords sticking out underneath. It appears to be an object that can stand on its own, perhaps an alarm clock. The short-haired woman looks up at the woman in the sweatshirt and continues to talk to her. Carefully climbing over the short-haired woman's legs, the woman in the sweatshirt sits down next to her and uncovers the short-haired woman's feet. The third woman goes to talk to the short-haired woman, temporarily blocking the camera's view with her back. As the third woman stands, the short-haired woman points to either her or the camera. Now both the woman in the sweatshirt and the third woman touch the short-haired woman's feet and look at them, while the short-haired woman glances up at the ceiling and talks to them, this time smiling a more reserved smile than the one before, a more pensive expression. She fiddles with her hands, running them along her abdomen and readjusting them. She turns her head a little more toward the camera. Then she turns her head back again to look more directly at the camera and smiles. The camera zooms in on the other two women and then hovers away from the scene, capturing two legs sticking out from underneath the bed. The camera then twists to show what appears to be a shower curtain in another part of the room. The camera then zooms back to the bed. The two other women are still touching the short-haired woman's feet while she talks to them. She holds her neck, closes her eyes, and then opens her mouth. Then she looks up at the camera and smiles. With her arms crossed, she looks back and up to the camera again, this time trying to maintain a neutral expression, only to smile again. The woman in the sweatshirt looks up at the camera while shaking her feet. The short-haired woman looks up at the camera again. She has a conversation with the woman in the sweatshirt while the third girl seems detached and uninvolved. The short-haired woman now stares off into space with a blank expression on her face. The third woman briefly glances at the camera and then scurries out of the scene. The other two women continue their conversation, and then the video ends.